Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
WGN. Dave Flyer has the morning off. It's Jones and Mike. You can catch our shows on WGNplus.com. You can download them to your phone using the WGN Plus app. You can get all of our shows at JonesandMike.com. That's the URL I'm searching for in my mental Rolodex. Jones, you are heartened that women are possibly going to start supporting other female sports. As you heard some coworkers talking about something that you probably didn't expect you'd ever hear them talking about.
All female coworkers
talking about the UFC fight that happened last night, mixed martial arts. It's such a bloody sport, but they were talking about it. And we're big fans, but they didn't even ask you to participate in any way, any knowledge. They had product knowledge. They had knowledge on the fighters.
And they were mainly, and the main thing that was driving them to go out wasn't the main event, which was two men fighting.
Yeah.
It was the co-main event, which was two women.
Okay. And that's a departure from what you have long observed.
Yes.
And really rallied against, like, hey, I'm out here supporting women's athletics.
Yes.
Where are the women?
And whenever I bring that up, I think sometimes people have this knee-jerk reaction, and they think that I'm just being this chauvinistic pig. And I'm only holding women's feet to the flame to say, hey, ladies.
Yeah.
You guys can make this huge. Any sport, you can make it huge. Where are you? Let's go. Let's get out here. And when you really break the essence down of what I'm saying, it's very pro-women and pro-women's sports.
There are a couple of women who are upset about an athletic event in the Chicagoland area that deserves some recognition. Richards Jr., Nicole Chandra, and OLCHS. Do you know what that's the short for there?
I do.
I know the
Oaklawn
HS.
Oaklawn Community High School.
Oaklawn Community High School Junior Melissa Krychek. I'm just going to go with that. They've organized an online petition to stop an upcoming donkey basketball game from taking place at Oaklawn Community High School. I can't believe this is a real thing.
It is a real thing, and this hits very close to home for me.
It does.
Yes, because my sister will be participating in this donkey basketball tournament.
Uh-oh.
I like to call it a tournament. It gives it more weight. It's probably just a game, but I'll call it a tournament.
You're going to give it the All-Valley tournament status.
Yes.
And try to upgrade it. Do you believe the participants will be able to go in through a back door and avoid all of the protests out in front? Do you fear for your sister? Does she need to take charge, man, to get her through the door?
You know, it's funny.
Because we can find one.
When she first contacted me and she said, hey, I know you love weird stuff. I just want to give you a heads up. I'm participating in a donkey basketball game on March 11th. You know, I just wanted to give you the heads up if you want to be there.
And you were like, yes.
I immediately was like, yeah, donkey basketball.
Enough
of course.
Said.
Now here's, I was going to go meet old grammar school friends of mine who were going to go watch the Blackhawks play the Dallas Stars that night. But when the donkey basketball thing kicked up, and both invites came within like 2 minutes of each other. But I'm like, no, my sister's got an event. She works at the school, mm-hmm. and it's donkey basketball. I have to go see this. Well, it was disappointing. I got back on the group text with my grammar school friends and said, hey, guys, mm-hmm. sorry I have to back out of watching the Hawks Stars game. Yeah. My sister's got a donkey basketball game. Nobody really responded to it. They're like,
yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. If you can come later, you know, don't rush. We'll see you when you get here.
Nobody took the
I was like, I thought there would be some kind of like donkey basketball. What?
Yeah.
Or there'd be some kind of ridiculous double entendre, sexual reference. I thought there'd be something like some Tijuana donkey show, some reference.
Donkey
something
punch, yeah.
Yes.
Something like that.
Something. Nobody took the bait, yeah. and they were just like, oh, okay. They kind of reacted like, hey, sometimes you got to go to donkey basketball, yeah. sometimes you don't.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is Jones's turn. Everyone has to do it. Every family's got a donkey
right.
basketball
Everybody goes
game.
To donkey basketball yeah. eventually.
Hey, as long as he didn't say he was going to a women's basketball game, now that would be
yes.
ridiculous.
Yes.
I would never go for that.
right. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to this donkey basketball game. Well, then my sister texted me, and then she said, hey, just so you know, this is kicking up, And it was a link to this article. Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. There was this article that she sent over to me from The Patch, which was these two girls, the one, both juniors, I guess they're lifelong friends. One's from Richards High School, one's from Oaklawn Community High School.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying this is animal cruelty, this is abusive, and this game should be stopped. So I think the game, my sense is the game is still going to go off, but I never thought about it from like an animal rights or abuse perspective.
Huh.
So it's kind of weird. Yeah. I was like, boy, I just thought it would be kind of funny. They were going to hop on these burrows, just throw the ball around, try to get it through the hoop. I didn't take it to that level.
And so once again, to recap, it is just like regular basketball, only you're on a donkey and you are helmeted. You wear a helmet, you climb aboard a donkey, and off you go. Is this accurate, Jones? Is there any difference? It's just like regular basketball.
Well, now I have not seen it yet, except I decided to, once I heard that there was, you know, this animal rights issue, I'm like, oh, there's got to be something on YouTube. Initially, before I even went to the YouTube clip, I thought, well, what is going to happen to all the, I don't know, urine and fecal matter from any kind of donkey, horse, whatever, on a gymnasium floor? I did originally think that. Like, what are they going to do with that? Maybe they got bags on them, or I don't know. That's kind of weird. But then I went and thought.
Are they bags? What? Like the horses that are on the Gold Coast?
Well, you would think, would you risk like a gymnasium floor being emptied on by a donkey?
I guess it depends on the high school. In certain high schools, you wouldn't even notice.
Well, Oaklawn's a pretty clean school.
Okay.
So I did think about that. But then I kind of put it out of my mind. And then when the article came out with these two kids that were protesting this, they said now the animals are starved, deprived of water, so
really?
They don't release on the floor.
They don't have donkey Gatorade.
I don't think so.
I'm looking at the footage that you've provided me.
And so, yeah. So then I went to YouTube to watch. I wanted to see this match.
Uh-huh.
And now that clip that I'm showing now that you're looking at, it doesn't look so bad. But I've seen some other clips where the donkeys look as though they are in like sheer terror.
Yeah, here I am seeing.
Yes.
Where the guy is off his donkey. That should be a foul.
Yes.
I know I'm new to donkey basketball, but you should not be allowed to put your two unhooved feet on the parquet floor.
Right.
He's on the floor and he's going for the ball. I got to give it to him. I wasn't very athletic, so like just getting for balls, diving for balls, that was my thing. Bloody knees Noonan, they called me. So he's dragging the donkey hard.
Right. Oh no, it's a little
and
hard.
I'm torn because I want him to get the ball, but I don't want it to be at the expense of that
of the donkey.
Yeah.
And then there's other times when they get off the animal and then they want to hop on the donkey. And the donkey's like running away. It wants no part of this. And then I've seen other videos. Like, that's not even a full gymnasium.
Oh, no, he's jumping on it.
Yeah,
you can't jump on a moving donkey.
Yes. And I think it's bigger
like
out
trying to get
in
on
Iowa.
A moving CTA bus. Yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah.
That's dangerous for all parties involved.
Well, as I was watching some of these clips, I think it's bigger in Iowa because there were some of these gymnasiums where it was like full. And they're dragging the donkeys or falling off the donkeys and trying to jump on them. And they're running everywhere. You can tell they're terrified. And the crowd's like,
really?
Like clapping. They're loving it. They're going crazy. And the wilder the crowd gets,
uh-huh.
Like you can tell the more the donkeys are like, let's
get me out of here.
So I don't know how I feel like I have to still see this. Although there's a part of me I'm like split.
Yeah.
Do I need, based on the video evidence that I've seen, do I need to see any more? Do I need to see it in person
before you can cast judgment? Sure.
Yeah. You know, I can't see my sister
participating
there,
like, in something that would be abusive.
Well, I don't
to animals.
See her. I could see her trying to hop on the donkey and the donkey maybe shifts a little bit, but I couldn't see her grabbing the donkey in one hand or two hands and dragging it towards a basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell these donkeys couldn't care less about this basketball game.
I got to tell you a few thoughts. I'll give you the, if you want to protest this, there's a ipetition.com is the website, ipetitions.com. the letter I, petitions.com. If you feel strongly about it, which I could actually understand you, especially after you watch the video, more on donkey basketball, of all things. We're in for Dave Plyer. It's Jones and Mike on 720 WGN. It's Jones and Mike in for Dave Plyer, 312-981-7200, talking about donkey basketball. I'm outraged, Jones. I'm outraged that I've never heard of this before. I can't believe I see a texter, 219 texter saying, I live in Northwest Indiana, and back in the 70s, there was donkey basketball and donkey softball.
See, I didn't realize that, but yeah, there was like a big donkey scene in the Midwest many decades
ago.
Well,
in the 70s, yeah, everything went in the 70s. It doesn't surprise me that donkeys were integrated into parts of our personal lives that, frankly, they should never have been. I'm not surprised by that.
No, that would make sense for the times.
Yeah, really. I mean, personal hygiene was like out the window. Donkeys were running rampant. The 70s, we should just forget that decade even existed. Go straight from the 60s into the excess of the 80s and move on. But so there's a couple of teens that have organized a protest to protest donkey basketball happening. Is this at Richards High School?
No, it's at Oak Lawn.
It's Richards, yeah, against Oak Lawn. And you put a helmet on, you get on a donkey, and you play basketball.
Is it Richards versus Oak Lawn?
Yeah.
I thought it was, okay.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was the faculty was taking on students.
Well, and so it says here in the Patch article that I'm reading here, while watching pillars of the community falling off of a donkey and landing on their butts is part of the fun, animal advocacy organizations, including PETA, the American Humane Society, and the Humane Society of the United States have raised concerns about players abusing the donkeys during games, which we have kind of witnessed on the video that you dredged up for us.
Yes.
On YouTube. Dragging donkeys around, jumping on them. I think they just need more rules. You just have to have a ref who is strong and comfortable being around husbandry. And you just got to, and really most refs are, I think. I think that's part of the training. And you
so
just
like
got to
no
have
pulling the donkey?
Clearly defined rules. The only hooves can be on the floor.
I would agree with that.
You cannot drag your donkey.
Now, okay, I understand we're talking about specifically about donkey basketball, but what is the strangest sporting event you've ever seen? I will be going to see donkey basketball, but I have yet to say I've seen it.
Yeah, and you're reserving judgment as to whether or not you will see a second game. And maybe you'll be joining the protests.
Yeah, I don't know. I still am kind of wavering.
I think you have to have a pre-made sign just in case you defect mid-game.
That's a good idea.
Like if you see something that is so outlandish, donkey-related,
just tuck it under my pea coat.
Yeah, I think all of us should probably be prepared at some point to come to a donkey's defense.
Right.
Just in life in general.
Yeah.
So have a sign pre-made and you're going to go to see a game. And that's really what led my mind started going like, well, how is this? Is this, again, if you have more clearly defined rules, could this just be on par with horse racing or with, you know, camel racing? Or how is this different from polo necessarily? Again,
yeah,
those abuses, kind of borderline abuses aside.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem, I've never seen a camel race, but when I've seen a horse race, the horse doesn't seem to be terrified.
Well, I don't know. I think that's why they put those blinders on. Everyone thinks it's so that they don't see the horse next to them. I think it's so that you don't see the terror in their eyes while you're sitting, having a Miller Lite in the stands at Arlington.
Yeah, who's got those kind of eyes? Man, look at the eyes on number six. He's scared out of his mind.
Well, you know, you got binoculars. A lot of people go to the track with their rolled up newspaper. Maybe
to look
I have
at horse
a
eyes.
I have a I have a romanticized version your vision of what you do at Arlington. But you have your rolled up betting sheet. You got your fedora. You got a cigar, a nubby cigar in your mouth, and you got your binocs, and you're checking out the fear in their eyes pre race, before you place your bet.
I just don't feel like that is. This donkey basketball, from what I'm seeing, looks more animal cruelty than, say, horse racing. I get the you know, would these horses naturally want to have a human being on them and go running around a track? Maybe not instinctively, but I get a sense like animals enjoy having a purpose. I could see a horse enjoying the purpose it's given through a race, but a donkey in donkey basketball, I don't see it.
So here's where I do think there has to be more clearly defined rules on par with what we've discussed. No hooves on the floor, or, you know, no feet on the floor. If you have opposable thumbs, you can't put your feet on the floor. Whatever. We can make the rule up as we go. But in this video that you drudged up for me on YouTube, I'm seeing that the donkeys are actually winning against their human abusers. They are tossing humans off.
Fabulous.
Onto the basketball floor. There are people laying around. It looks like Gettysburg. At
it
some
does.
Portions of this video.
It does. Well, and it's so funny. Like, would you want to, based on that video, would you even want to play? I mean, would you want to get near a donkey and have that thing buck and kick in your direction?
Yeah, it doesn't look like anything for a quote-unquote, according to this Patch article, a pillar of a community to be considering.
Oh, my God.
Maybe in an election year, you'll do whatever it takes to get out there. But it does seem like a young man's sport.
Well, okay, what's the name? It does. What's the name of Naperville's mayor, your hometown?
Oh, my God. It was George Pradel for decades.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's not.
Now
yeah.
I can't remember who the guy is who supplanted him or
just
took his place.
Back in the day, could you see Mr. Pradel hopping on a bucking
that
donkey?
That dude, yes.
As a pillar of the
yes.
community?
Oh,
really?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, he would take the place of the donkey. There'd be somebody on his
he would
back.
Let residents. he would buck and kick as residents that, tried to
No,
hop
he
on
would
him.
Not. No, he would give you a nice, gentle donkey esque experience.
What kind of town do you live in?
No, that guy was so like jovial. He was like a mascot. Now I bet behind closed doors, Bradle like
tyrant.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. He would disappear you.
Yes,
if he had to. But
a wood chipper
out
back.
You know, if you had a ribbon cutting or a parade to lead, Mayor Pradel, Naperville, that was your dude. So he would be the donkey. He would not be the rider. But this definitely looks like a young man's sport. I am seeing people, young women's sport, whatever. I am seeing people hit the parquet in donkey basketball. So this you feel this is different from horse racing. Is this more cruel than what that bar in Milwaukee did years ago? Boy, maybe back in the 80s. Where they did
80s and went into the 90s.
They did midget tossing, which now we've all decided we're going to call them short people.
Little people, little, which I hate that. I still
people,
don't get
short
that.
People would work, but we're going to go with little people. So they would have to, if they even allow that there anymore, they would have to amend that name. But back then, they had willing participants who would allow you to toss them into a pit of some sort, right?
Yes.
Had you partaken in that?
you mean,
lived in
did
Milwaukee.
I let people toss me? No, I'm 5'7".
Yeah, Mayor Pradel would have.
Yeah, no, I never participated in midget/little people toss, but at least they're choosing that. The donkeys aren't choosing this.
But
and
do you
talk about
people would protest that. Remember? Do you remember?
I do. And people are fine to say what they want or choose to. They can say what they want or choose to protest what they want, but the people are still. The little person is still making the choice to do it. The donkeys aren't choosing this. Now, you want to talk about choosing something. A texter from 815 texted in, for years, they went F-O-U-R, but okay. For years, the Bears used to come out and play donkey basketball against our high school faculty.
No way.
It was great until it was shut down by donkey basketball haters. Can you imagine a Chicago Bear on top of a little donkey?
Maybe it was the punter. It was the place
no
kicker.
Way.
And it was like the third string quarterback. It was the slightly built Chicago. And actually
still,
years
could
ago.
Could you imagine Mike Tomczak on a donkey?
Chicago Bears, like the linemen were like 230. They
still,
were so,
that's
they were
a
slight.
Lot on a donkey's back.
I don't think so. I think you're underestimating donkeys, frankly.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that's a lot to put on a donkey's back. A Chicago Bear?
Yeah, you shouldn't be allowed to put a bear on a donkey. No question.
No
question.
That's horrific. That's
well,
a horror show.
So apparently this is what Rotary Club, I guess he's going to be participating in this, Rotary Club President Mark Dynia had this to say. This is something that we put a lot of thought into. We did look into it, and we did our due diligence. Sounds like a lawyer.
Yeah.
We made sure there were no reported cases of animal abuse. So apparently the pillars of the community out on the south side are going to go through with donkey basketball. And if you want to protest this, well, darn it, this is America. You can do it at ipetitions.com. And I support that.
Now, and because my sister is in this event, I do have to flip the script, even though I may not be. I don't know. We'll see if I'm happy with this this event or not. But it is. It's at 7 p.m. March 11th, this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
$6 tickets in advance.
Yeah.
$8 to $10 at the door. So I have to say, I know we're saying, hey, you can go protest if you want.
Yeah.
If you want to go check it out, you can go to Oak Lawn Community High School,
mm-hmm.
95th Street in Southwest Highway.
Well, we're fair and balanced,
yes,
I think.
Yes, we are.
That's
so
a
you can
one.
Go and attend and enjoy, decide for yourself,
yeah.
Support it, or protest it.
That's right. Come with a sign. Come with a sign. Maybe
come
two,
one, come all.
Two sides of the sign, one if you support it, one if you don't. And this way you're prepared.
You can make it up. You can make up your mind at the last moment.
You're darn tootin'. Well, I wish you luck in that. It sounds like it could get ugly. The donkeys notwithstanding, it could get ugly out there.
Yes, it could. And yes, it will.
This has been a blast. I want to thank Bennett Wake Knight, best name in the biz, for working overnights. No
thank
question.
Thanks
a ton, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for stepping in. It was great to have you on.
And of course, Roger Badish.
Yeah, he's
newsman extraordinaire.
That's right. Thanks to both of them. We were in for Dave Plyer. It's Jones and Mike on 720 WGN.